This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Wow, well done, Brian Prodoco.
Absolutely.
Said it before, I'll say it again. A montage gets you ready to run through these glass windows right out onto Lansdowne Street, sprint down, run the marathon course, come back, finish the show.
I'd watch that.
I'm juiced up and jazzed up. That gets you, and that tells you, it makes you remember how damn good the Celtics are.
Yeah.
That they are the team to beat. That they are. I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this earlier, and back here on WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park. You know, would you take the Celtics or the field? And it's like, do I have to think about that? Because really the field for most people is OKC.
Right.
Well, what if OKC doesn't get there? Because the West is a murderer's row. I think the West is going to be really interesting, fun. We talked to Scal the other day about it. He was talking about Kawhi and the Clippers now that he's healthy. I think we all put Jokic on a certain pedestal that he can carry a team.
Can't count him out. Him as an individual, right. You can't count out.
And Edwards, like what he can do as an individual player and a score. Like they have Steph Curry, nobody, Jimmy Butler, they got a little junkyard dog in the Warriors. There's a lot of good teams out West, but I would still take the Celtics. Like they're the defending champs. They're the most talented. Until I see, I could change that. As Scal said, sometime around 4 o'clock on Sunday, when I watch Jaylen Brown play for a little bit and go, oh my God, what's wrong with him? Why is he limping? Why did he try to dunk and not be able to get above the rim? Like, if I see that, that could change everything in my mind. Although,
yeah, but does it? If you get JB at, I don't know, give me a percentage.
47.
47%? Say you get him, he's 50% of what he is, 60% of what he is. Are you worried?
I'm worried. Yeah.
You are? Because about them versus the Magic or them versus the field?
Oh, no. To me, it's all about title. This is every conversation we have about the Boston Celtics as they get ready to face the Magic on Sunday is about a title. There are individual games and series and markers along the way.
Yeah.
But it's all about a title. Whether this comes up short in the finals against OKC or against the Magic, we're talking about what happened. Why didn't you repeat? You're expected to repeat. Although, again, I'll throw back to our buddy Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe. No Celtics team post-Russell has repeated as NBA champions. And as our boy Brian Frazoco said, he's not just great with the montages. He loves to throw little thoughts out there about the NBA. He really only cares about basketball.
Yeah.
And the Bears, I guess. The Bears and basketball.
Yeah, it's a good wrinkle to the show.
But he, you know, we're talking about teams that did defend titles usually have an all-time great player. Pretty much all have an all-time great player.
Right.
And that's a little bit what we were talking about legacy-wise with Tatum. If you win back-to-back and did something Pierce didn't, Bird didn't, but you did something that Kobe did and LeBron, like, you know, you start putting yourself on that pedestal of, oh my God, not only, we know he's a Hall of Famer. He's already in Springfield. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
You start putting yourself in that, where are you? Are you a top 15 player all time? Are you, you know, you start to creep your way up there. So there's a lot on the line, but I love looking in my rundown. And when it says dork stats, but today's aren't Dan Ball dork stats.
Nope.
They are Justin Turpin dork stats.
Yeah, I outsource turf. I outsource my basketball dork stats.
So I think these dork stats in particular are supposed to scare you or supposed to give you pause and say, oh, maybe the Magic are better than I think they
they're
are.
They're just painting the picture for what you're up against as an offense.
So the Magic allowed just 105 points per game, the fewest in the league. Okay.
That's good.
That's good.
There's a lot of teams in that league. Celtics are in that league.
That, indeed, and they beat the Celtics a couple times. They held opponents under 100 points 21 times, more than any other team. That's kind of impressive. So one out of every four games they played, they held opponents in 2025, when nobody goes under 100 points.
Right.
Under 100 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Get worried yet?
Their 109.1 defensive rating ranked second in the NBA. So they're the second best defensive team in the NBA.
Right. When you put it all together.
They were especially strong defending the perimeter. Teams averaged only 31.4. Imagine that. We use only for 31 threes shot by a team. 0.4 three-point attempts and 11.4 makes per game against the Magic, both league lows. They forced turnovers 16.2 per game, second most in the NBA. And why is that important? Because the Celtics, a couple years ago, their Magic number was 16.
Yeah.
When they turn the ball over 16 times, you lose.
Ah.
They lost those games.
Gotcha.
So that's something to keep an eye on. Block more shots, most in the league, 6 block shots per game. Now, offense. You put in capital letters here.
Yes, because I realized that I had put 5 straight, or however many it is, 7.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Straight bullet points about defense, and I thought, all right, let's change, because this is where your series is won. Your next bullet point is where the Celtics take control.
They were also held under 100 points more than any other team, failing to pass the century mark 28 times. So 21 times they held you under 100 points. That's good.
Yep.
28 times, 3 out of every 8 games they played.
They are a low event team.
So they are, if these numbers play out, they potentially could have at least 3 games in this series, 2 to 3 games, where they don't score 100 points. Guess what?
Yes.
If they don't score 100 points, they ain't winning.
Yeah.
You're not beating the Boston Celtics 92-89. It's not 1987 or something. This is a different basketball team.
You're going to see multiple games in the 110 to 95 range, something like that. That's a comfortable victory where you controlled the pace of play on defense. You didn't pull away because they defend the 3 pretty well, but you still had a grip on it the entire time.
So I do want to, it's not in the dork stats. This is just an Andy Hart memory stat.
Useful.
When they beat the Celtics this year, the Celtics either didn't play any of their starters or didn't have Tatum.
That's right.
I believe they will both play their starters and have Tatum in the playoffs, correct?
That is my understanding of how Joe Mazzulla wants to do it, yes.
Felt like a relatively noteworthy piece of information as we set up this series.
Which is why I can tell by the tone of your voice, none of my dork stats concerned you in the slightest.
No. I think they're a good, young, scrappy team, and the Celtics are a great, older, experienced, can-be-scrappy team.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics still have try-hard in them. I really do. I think they can still be the try-hard Celtics, even as they age with Jrue Holiday and Horford and these guys. So, no, I think the Celtics are going to roll, but The one thing that I did find notable, Peyton Pritchard,
yep,
who's going to win the sixth man award, hopefully, because I bet on it, so I'd like to collect on that.
What odds did you get on that?
Not great, because I didn't do it on opening night when I was popping off on the radio. I should have.
Yes.
I would have gotten much better odds. And then once I realized, wow, why didn't I bet on that? It's actually going to happen. But not like now he's like minus 1400 or something.
Yeah, it shouldn't be much of a contest.
I want to say I got it at like minus 150 or something.
That's still pretty good.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been.
Not quite your Saquon Barkley one.
No.
Yeah.
But it could have been if I had probably done it at the time.
I know.
According to your own research, this don't blame Terp if this isn't right.
No.
Peyton Pritchard made just 2 3-pointers combined in 3 games.
One for over.
Again, 3 games. Like, not like, oh, he had a bad quarter.
Yeah.
And Peyton Pritchard is one of the guys I think we all believe is going to still be a part of contributing to victories. He's a better player than David Hamilton when I try to spin that. You're going to need David Hamilton. You're going to need Peyton Pritchard to drain some threes if you're going to be the best you can be in the postseason.
That's true, but I think specific to this series, what that stat brought out to me is his game just doesn't match the way that the Magic defend very well.
So am I going to like this series better? Because you're painting a series where there may not be as many three-pointers, and I may actually get to see guys like Tatum drive to the hoop, Brown play with 2 feet in the paint because we know he likes to go down there if he can still elevate and get his little turnaround jumpers and elbow jumpers. I don't know. Maybe there'll be some pick and roll lobs to Luke Kornet. It's been a thing over this last month plus. Or lobs to Porzingis, who looks healthy. Like, I feel like I'm going to really enjoy how this series plays out artistically. I don't think it's going to be quite the normal duck and chuck Celtics 3-point barrage that we expect. And I like that because even though they shot a gazillion threes, I think they are a more versatile basketball team than people give them credit for based on the statistics.
No question.
What Joe Mazzulla wants to do.
It's not the only thing that they're good at, chucking up a million threes. It's just what the philosophy is of the team, because the sheer volume that they shoot with beats 95% of the teams in the league. Like, they're like the way that Orlando defends the three is relatively rare, I would say. So, and I'm going to borrow this from Terp as well, but it makes sense based on what these numbers say. Yeah, which is what I do with all my basketball stuff. If you hear basketball in a trending report, it's from Terp.
Oh, okay, good.
Anyway,
he deserves it. Basketball.
Kristaps Porzingis is going to dominate this series.
Oh,
I think his size, skill set, and the ability to get inside. I think there's nothing that I identify in this Magic roster that is going to be able to create an even matchup against the unicorn on defense.
And we saw that at times last year, particularly in the Mavs series, that first quarter where he was awesome. So you're telling me if I wanted to sprinkle a little something on a player prop, it might be Porzingis in game one, because he's not hurt yet, so you
right.
have to worry about
right,
long-term
right.
series.
Yeah, early yeah, series props.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I do think that discussion falls back on the coach, Joe Mazzulla. And that's what we need to talk about. Where is Joe Mazzulla right now? Where is Joe Mazzulla? We're talking about legacies for Jason Tatum. Pretty sure the head coach gets a legacy when he gets a second ring, especially when he's like 35 years old and gets a second ring. You're talking about becoming an all-time NBA coach, a Hall of Famer. Where is your confidence level in Joe Mazzulla? Is he capable of saying, guys, okay, this is not a three-point series. We're a three-point team, but this is not a three-point series. Mixing it up, changing it up, pushing the right buttons. We've seen some of that this year. Joe Mazzulla, how confident are you in the Celtics head coach? And also, where does he rank among the coaches in the city? Who's the best coach in the city of Boston right now?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.